So with that, let's move into a brief meditation where we can connect in with Gaia, our partner. So I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention, awareness, your focus into the energy within your feet, because it's through your feet, as you walk the planet, that you are connecting with our partner in all things. The very air you breathe has come from Gaia. The very food you eat for nourishment of your body and cells comes from Gaia. Could there be an awareness of your cells when you ingest the food, that food came from your partner? The very water you drink came from your partner, Gaia. And Gaia is offering the air, the food, the water, is offering this up, available to us. There is no conditions. There is no, you will only get water or food if you're on your best behavior. There is simply this alliance that we share with our beautiful planet, offering up her treasures and jewels to us in love. And so in this moment, let us give a wave of gratitude and thanks and appreciation to our partner. Thank you, Gaia, for the beauty you give us. Thank you, Gaia, for the resources we share. Thank you, Gaia, for being my partner. I see you. I acknowledge you. I send you my deepest love. And with that love being sent into the planet, let us now step back and allow the love from Spirit to reach us through Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. There is so much here to look at, especially in these things that are being discussed about the cycles of Earth. There is many things. There are many things. There is a time where you should take a look at what is going on. There are many things to look at, and not just the weather. This planet also is on another cycle, and that cycle is one that you have created. So much to consider in all of these, and none of them are frightening. None of them. They happen slowly, and sometimes the slowness of their occurrence is actually what people are seeing and worrying about, not understanding where it's going or the potentials that you would have because of what is happening. Sometimes I will have a subject for all month long, and this is one of them. This particular month, the subject will be timing. And we're going to look at timing in general, what it means, and the timing of many things. We're going to look at you, your individual timing of your life and what might be occurring, and some of the things we've said about that. We're going to talk about the Earth's timing right now. We're going to talk about Akashic timing, many subjects about timing this month on these programs. So the first one will be the one that is the discussion for the day, the timing on the planet Earth. We could go into the cycles that my partner has just discussed. We don't really have to, because as you proceed, you will see we're right. And there will be some ahas, and there will be some understanding that perhaps is not there today. All we have to do is wait. So we don't have to convince you past what has been said. Just wait, and you'll see. The earth does its thing on a regular basis. The cycles are very predictable. Just go take a look. And so past that, is there another cycle that is happening? Let me tell you that the cycle that this planet is going through, which is remarkable, is a cycle of consciousness. Is it possible that over time, consciousness starts to improve in how humans treat humans and what they think about one another? Now, history that repeats itself over and over in the past would say no. All you have is war. And then there's a time of recovery. Then there's a time of war. And then there's a time of recovery. And then there's a time of war. Now, you looking at the planet may expect another war. You may even get some little things that would say you're going to have war, but not world war, dear ones. That's going to be a thing of the past. You passed a marker, a remarkable time, where all manner of things happened. It started in 1989, and then beyond. And the precession of equinoxes then began. And all the timing of that. The timing of the precession of the equinoxes was a potential if the Earth would see it. And with the consciousness of the planet starting to then change at that point or not. Now let's take a look just for a moment at what you predicted. You saw this at some level. For you predicted that starting in the year 2000 in your scriptures, there would be wars, perhaps an Armageddon of some kind. Something awful and horrible would take place that would change the planet forever. That was your prophecy. And all of your films that show it, remarkable. You destroyed yourselves in some way, or the earth destroyed you. It's all there to be seen in what you expected. Your films are still showing you an old energy expectation. Very few films are ones where people get excited over a great future. Because it's human nature as it exists today to be attracted to the doom, to the fear, to the horror. And so that is what you see. But that's not what you're going to get. Because you passed this marker of consciousness some time ago. Now there would be those that would say, well, there's no evidence of it. And yet we have given you piece after piece after piece to look at. Of the things being cleaned up. Of the remarkable things that you have decided that haven't happened in thousands of years. About how you treat each other. About how your expectations of treating each other. What happens when one country decides to invade another? Well, let's talk about that. In the past, it was a ho-hum experience. It was expected, absolutely expected. That's what you did. You also gathered around and had a picnic and watched people beheaded. And that's not happening either. There has been a change. Now, what happens today? When one country invades another, the entire world is watching. And what was expected in an older age is not going to be expected today. And there will be a reaction, a big reaction, to an old energy concept of one country looking at another and saying, I want it. That's what the old concept was. That's what conquering was all about. This planet has been filled with waves of conquerors. Just take a look. You know their names. That stopped as well. You see, there has been a consciousness shift already on this planet taking you to today. But what's happening tomorrow? We may talk about that just a little later in the Circle of 12. But the timing and the waves of change are already here. The cycle that we speak of is a cycle not on this planet. It's a cycle that we have seen in this galaxy. For consciousness shift of planet after planet after planet, when they reach a point of decision, some make those decisions, some don't, and they simply stay as history was. Imagine your planet having never changed much, and what's happened in the past will happen in the future, and there's not a chance it's going to get any better. Well, if that's the case, then why has there been so much care about individuals right now? That's never been the case before. Dear ones, watch what you do right now. Leaders, I'm going to speak to you. Carefully watch what you do. Is it an old energy consciousness of what you were able to do in the past few hundred years? Or is it something the people will not tolerate? Careful, because these are new times and light is starting to occur. Leaders, if you do the incorrect thing or things that are not in compassion and higher consciousness, you will not last long as leaders. That's coming. I've said that for years. I've said that to governments and leaders of governments for years. You cannot continue doing the same things you did before because you will not get the same results because the populations that you govern are starting to care more and change more and be more compassionate to one another. And that is what the leadership is going to have to see and mirror in order to stay in power. These are the things that we have said for so long that are coming, and now you get to see them. Your planet is starting a correction cycle. Along with the weather changing, this correction cycle is to sustain conscious life on the planet so that you're here and not doomed for a world war of destruction or an Armageddon. In 1993, I gave my partner the words to put in a little book called The End Times. It was a description of the end times, the end of an old time. And in that book, right away, the first thing I said to say to him to write was this: there will be no final destruction. It flies in the face of every scripture you've ever seen that said there would be. And that was controversial, very. And now it has actually happened. You sailed through the year 2000, you've gone through the marker of 2012, and here you are in the first of many correction cycles where you're going to see the changes that happen when many people are awakening to the compassion and the caring about each other and expecting their governments to see it too. The first correction cycle has begun, and you are here to see it. Light worker, continue to send light to the leaderships, or to all of those who need it, to others who don't believe that this planet is going to survive, and show them that you are worthy of it, that you were really all born magnificent. And now that magnificence can start to show on the planet through the people and the light that is coming your way. I'm crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. And so it is.